Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Jeff Fitz Day, and that's the day that we bring Jeff Fitz in. He is the managing editor over at City View. And why do we do that? Because City View knows what to do when it comes to stuff going on in the metro this weekend into next week. Is that right?
Did you call this Jeff Fitz Day?
It is Jeff Fitz Day.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was Boss's Day.
Today, Jeff Fitz Day.
Today is Jeff Fitz Day, yeah. Why not?
We do know what to do at City View, by the way.
I know. Because you guys are in the know.
Or something.
Pretty, yeah.
We are in the know.
Yeah, pretty much got everything.
Magazine's full of stuff to do.
That's right. Just down to the nitty gritty. Dirt Band. Is that on your list? No. Wouldn't that be
not
weird?
On the list.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wouldn't that
should
have been
it be?
Well? Yeah, no, I don't think they're in town.
Sometimes you pull a nugget out that I haven't heard about.
I know. Not that I know of. Okay. Not that I know of.
Zombie band or anything?
No, nothing. No.
We do have some hockey.
Hockey?
Wilder out of town, but the Bucks are playing Friday night.
Bucks? Who are they playing?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
No, I was just kind of curious. Just find
out. The Dubuque Fighting Saints. How do you feel about them?
I hate them.
Hate them.
Hate them. The Dubuque Fighting Saints. Did you happen to see?
The Fighting Saints.
The Fighting Saints. I know. I hate them. Did you have to see what the Pope did the other day?
I missed it.
Oh, come on. Really? He was tweeting something.
Uh-huh.
And he tagged the New Orleans Saints. It was kind of cool. So, blessed art thou, Saints of New Orleans.
The Saints got tagged by the Pope.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
You ever been tagged by the Pope?
No.
Me neither.
Hmm.
Is Pope Catholic?
I believe so.
Okay. Everyone's always wondering that.
I know. I've heard that before. Last time I checked, anyway. Well, you know, Beggar's Night is coming up.
Amen.
And,
yeah, you going to be out there?
I usually hand out tricks.
You hand out tricks?
Oh, I mean, treats. we got to be practicing up on our joke. You know, this is the first part of the country I've ever lived in where they do these jokes.
Yes, we are one... Pretty much the only place in the world that does it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You say trick or treat, and you say, well, then they tell some joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know.
Why?
Get on the other side. I don't know. I never remember them. But there are some pretty inventive ones.
There are some good ones. You know, I heard one the other day.
You did?
Can't decide if this is, I think it's okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why don't vampires eat ghosts?
Why don't vampires eat ghosts?
Yes.
Don't know. Why?
They taste like sheet.
Sheet. That's pretty good.
I like that
one. I like that one, too. Good. See what you learn here, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do we have stuff going on, but you get these little nuggets from time to time. Yeah. All right, hockey.
Hockey, Friday night. Friday and Saturday at Hoyt Sherman. Ballet.
Ballet?
Is art at its best.
Ballet.
Even if it's not on campus. Ballet Des Moines putting on a triple bill.
Ooh. That's hard on the toes.
Is it?
A triple bill?
Have you ever tried?
No.
Have you ever tried any ballet move?
Maybe.
Swan Lake?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that's what she called it. I think. I don't know. What is... What is that move?
Huh? I'm just ballet? Picturing you doing ballet right now. So I lost my train of thought.
Rough.
A triple bill truly showcases how Ballet Des Moines embodies artistic creation and expression while preserving the tradition of classical ballet and promoting the ingenuity and athleticism of contemporary dance.
Now, it is really athletes. These people are athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
I can't even imagine. I watched a ballet movie the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Like from the 80s, like it's like the Rocky except for ballet.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I had no idea.
None, right?
And as you mentioned, the trick or treat stuff's coming up. Starting this weekend, we got Night Eyes at the Zoo.
All right, that's a favorite.
That's going all weekend long, and it'll be next weekend also. One of the most unique Halloween experiences in the state, it says.
Night
Eyes. Trick or treaters hunt for treats around the zoo while enjoying live entertainment, train ride. And a light show.
Hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Classic. Also, family Halloween also at Living History Farms.
Yes.
Old-fashioned style.
Old-fashioned style.
1875 town of Walnut Hill.
It's where you get to go and tip over the outhouse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever do that?
I know. I never
What
did.
About Jimmy John or
Porta Potty?
Yeah.
No, never did.
You ever imagine how awful that would be?
That would be awful.
That would be
just awful. Don't even want to think about it. But I do. I remember when I was a kid growing up in Detroit, you know, we would actively go out and soap windows all the time.
What's that mean?
You take a bar of soap and you soap up the window. Now, if you were really mean, you would use wax.
Mm.
See, and that wouldn't... But we were pretty kind ghouls and goblins. Yeah, we would just use soap. And you go and you take a bar of soap and you soap up somebody's window. It's kind of fun. Write a little message. Boo.
Just on Halloween?
Have you not ever done that?
Soap windows? No, never heard of it.
Really?
We would TP houses. We would ding-dong ditch.
Ding-dong ditch. Yeah.
Never heard of soap and windows.
Soap and windows.
Mm-mm.
There you go.
Must be a Detroit thing.
Well,
isn't that how they ride on cars, too?
Yeah.
So maybe it is a Detroit thing.
I don't know.
He's got the car thing.
Everybody's got soap and windows.
Maybe I had my mouth washed out with soap before.
I have, too.
That's different.
That is a different experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could start that tradition here.
They still do that?
What? Washing out mouth?
Is that, like, I think over the top?
I don't know. I you know, in the Christmas story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, he gets his mouth washed out with
soap. the red Rider gun.
Yeah, because he said the bad word.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, but I think it's probably, who knows? You know, it could be child abuse for all we know.
Mm-hmm. No, might depend on the brand.
But soaping windows, however,
also probably not legal.
I don't know.
Are you advocating for
maybe? Maybe we should start something. Just remember to soap IOB, inside on business, on the windows. And there we go. We'll know from where it comes.
Through Sunday, Mean Girls at the Des Moines Civic Center.
Yeah.
Know anything about this?
I've known some mean girls in my life.
You've lived it.
Why? So, you know, something my bride said to me just yesterday, as a matter of fact, about mean girls.
Yeah.
She was saying a lot of other girls like to be friends with mean girls because even though they're, I don't know, I don't understand the whole thing.
No, you gotta finish that.
Well, some girls are attracted to mean girls because I don't know why.
Are they mean to them or do they like them to be mean to other people
just
for
mean
them
all the time? You know, unlike my bride. My bride is the saintly. Here we go back to the Pope again. I mean, she's just so kind about everything.
Mm-hmm. She ever been hashtagged by the Pope?
No, not yet. I can't be far behind.
So not mean.
Mean Girls.
Direct from Broadway, Mean Girls is the hilarious hit musical from an award-winning creative team, including book writer Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. Tina Fey's funny.
So it says here, the character Katie Heron may have grown up in an African savanna, but nothing prepared her for the vicious ways of her strange new home, suburban Illinois.
See? There you go. Mean girls.
Soon this naive newbie falls prey to a trio of lionized frenemies.
Mean girls.
Mm-hmm. And then...
hilariousness breaks out.
That's right.
That's right. Mean girls.
You got your running shoes?
No.
IMT Des Moines Marathons this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, you ready to go?
I think, you know who I think's going on that?
Who?
My good friend, Phil K. James. He's been out running and practicing like a crazy man for weeks.
Yeah.
And I think he's running in this marathon.
Well,
I believe.
Saturday.
All right.
It's a whole weekend event.
Is it?
There's different, not just a marathon. There's
other things?
All kinds of, distances. How far could you get?
You know, I could probably do in a marathon. I could probably do about 15 yards.
Could I walk 26 miles right now?
No,
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 probably not.
No. I remember back in the day that I would walk miles and miles and miles.
And I would walk 500
miles. Yeah. Anyway.
For what purpose?
Actually, it was I shouldn't have even started this one. I had I was a really poor person. Uh-huh. I still am, by the way. I had no vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And I had to walk to work.
Uh-huh.
And work was about 15 miles away.
Okay.
All right.
That's a trek.
That was a trek. It only happened maybe a dozen times.
Then you have to walk home.
Yeah. And I was working for the railroad at the time. That was really tough.
How long does it take? Like 3 hours?
It just takes a long time. And I would hitchhike a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would leave at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, it was crazy.
How about that?
It's another story, man. It's just another story. I got a ton of them.
Yes, you do.
Oh, boy.
All right. Saturday at the Botanical Garden.
Yes.
The Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden is having its annual symposium. It's called the Resilient Garden.
Oh.
From 10 a.m. to 4. It's a one-day conference that will feature 4 renowned horticulturists as they share techniques for creating more resilient, biodiverse gardens without sacrificing aesthetics.
Yeah, very nice.
Flowers? Is that up your alley?
Yeah.
You a gardener?
No. Used to be. Used to have almost a two-acre garden back in the day. It was huge. Absolutely.
That's a big garden.
A big garden.
That's a farm.
There was. Yeah, it was crazy. It's another story, though, but don't go.
Same point in time, you're walking 15 miles
to
work.
Same point in time, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Pretty close.
You were probably in good shape.
Farming and walking and pounding track.
Yeah. Wow. Downtown Farmers Market this weekend.
Again?
Yep. And that is almost
the end.
I think the weekend after is the last one.
I think we're done in November. Yeah.
Iowa State Center is host. Is this about you?
No. Beautiful.
Let's see here. What is this? It's a Tony and Grammy Award winning Broadway hit called Beautiful. The Carole King musical tells the story of the early life and career of the legendary and groundbreaking singer-songwriter with a book by Tony and Academy Award-winning or nominee Douglas McGrath.
Got it.
Might
Beautiful.
Be something. You ever get up to Ames to check it out, check out stuff
You
up
know,
there?
I...
There's a lot going on up there, but...
They do have a lot going on up there, but that 24 miles is just, you know, too far.
Too far to walk. Yeah. You go 15, but...
24 is just beyond the pale.
Is that what it is, 24? 24 miles?
I believe it is, yeah.
It's not even a marathon.
Not that far. It's not that far. It's just, you know, it's just... I remember going to a Prince concert there, though.
Yeah?
Oh, it was great. Oh.
When?
No, this is years ago. And myself and I was vice president of a company, and our human resources executive and I, she and I went to this Prince concert, and it was the most amazing thing. It was at C.Y. Stevens, okay, and
There's Hilton and there's C.Y. Stevens.
I'm sorry, it was Hilton.
Yeah,
it's Hilton, and everybody that went to that concert got a new CD from Prince.
Hmm.
He didn't sell them. He gave them away. It was amazing. I still have it.
Still have it? Yeah. I never thought you were a Prince fan.
Oh, big time.
Big time. Oh, favorite Prince song?
I just heard one the other day that I hadn't heard for a long time. Any one of them, you know. You Raspberry know, Beret.
That
you know.
Was one of my first, like one of my initial favorite songs.
Yeah.
Like the first time you have a favorite song, you know, Raspberry Beret. Kind you buy at the secondhand store.
Uh-huh. That's what she wore.
Let's see what else we have. Salisbury House and Gardens is hosting the first ever Ghoulish Gala.
Ghoulish Gala.
Benefiting the Salisbury House Foundation.
So what's the
Saturday
deal?
Night.
You got to dress up like a ghoulish
macabre
thing?
Macabre.
Macabre. Macabre.
You say macabre.
I say McCabe.
Yeah, it is macabre. Macabre-inspired Halloween event where guests will enjoy hosted cocktails as they dine and dance the night away.
Ooh, dancing.
Invited to celebrate their dark side. Ooh. Wear formal attire.
Formal attire?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a masked ball or anything like that. This is formal attire. And okay.
Guests will arrive and will be welcomed by a smoky red carpet leading into the Great Hall.
Yeah, that sounds pretty falutin'.
Yes, it does.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
But what does falutin mean? There's a highfalutin. Is there a lowfalutin?
No, I don't think you can. You can only highfalutin. But oh my.
Yeah.
This is falutin, for sure.
Falutin.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something else that flew in the dance series, Dorrance Dance.
See, there was, but there's going to be dancing.
No, this is different. Oh, there will be dancing at the, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Dancing on Saturday.
Try your ballet.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what else you got there? I'm sorry.
Next week, Dorrance Dance is an award-winning tap dance company based out of New York City. The company's work aims to honor tap dance's uniquely beautiful history in a new, dynamic, compelling context.
You know, there's another set of folks that are athletes. These tap dancers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing what they do.
Feet fast.
Fast feet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to call me Sweet Feet.
Were you? Why?
Back in the day.
Because you were fast?
As a dancer.
What?
I used to own the dance floor.
What was it? Like, really? Were you like the John Travolta of your school? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't think anyone ever called me John Travolta, but yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Was this disco or post-disco?
Mostly just ballroom dancing.
What?
Except to rock and roll.
Ballroom dancing, except what? So this is like couples dancing, yes?
Yeah.
You would do?
Well, it wasn't organized. It was just, you know, you're out, you hit the dance floor.
So you got rhythm.
I didn't say that.
White boys got rhythm. How about that?
Sweet feet.
Yeah, sweet feet. I like it. Mm-hmm. Hey, sweet feet. Whatever.
Let's see. Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Okay. Line up.
At the Civic Center.
Okay. What do they do?
Wednesday night. Let's see. What do they do? Franti began writing music as a way to process both the political landscape of the late 1980s and the unique sounds and ideas of his Bay Area upbringing. In 1994, Franti formed Michael Franti and Spearhead. Touring with his band, Franti continued to notice inequality and injustice both at home and abroad. The band released their seminal Stay Human album in the year 2000. Reflecting on the unjust nature of the death penalty, among other themes, to make.
Huh.
Hmm.
So this is a kind of a musical political thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Civic Center?
Civic Center.
What day? For Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
That doesn't sound falutin.
Anything at the Civic Center is falutin. If falutin's good, which I think it is.
Yeah, it is. I think so.
Then it's falutin.
All right.
Civic Center's. You know you're going to see something good if you're at the Civic Center.
Absolutely.
Every time. You don't even need to know anything about it.
Just go.
Yep.
So if you don't know anything about this, just go.
Yep.
It'll be good.
Of course, you might not like it if you don't like the politics behind it.
Well, I bet it'll be entertaining.
Right. I don't understand half the lyrics of music I listen to anyway.
You ever get lyrics wrong?
Oh, yeah.
All of them, yeah.
Usually.
A lot of people do.
And then years later, you find out what you were humming to yourself. You're like, oh, wait.
That's what that meant. Now it makes sense.
Wait.
All right, his name is Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. That concludes another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Jeff Fitz, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.